I'm in the mood for something just a little bit wild.
God!
Now or never, here it comes.
Take yourself on a journey into the unknown.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Attention.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Hey! 35!
Sunday Rock!
This is good stuff. I want to share something with you.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford. It's Rocking with Hollywood time, baby! It's 7 p.m. Central Standard Time every Monday through Friday. We have the tunes that we're going to bring on to you. I have China Doll, this freaking viper bitch, with me today in the studio twice today, man. Here I am thinking that she's going to work today. I'm going to have a good day and be, you know, by myself, do my thing. Next thing you know, well, I'm off on work today. I'm like, great. Okay, great. Anyway, immediately following this, right after the show here, there will be a premiere of a run-up to what the hell is going on in the world today. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to be having the premiere of Rocking with Hollywood over on YouTube. I kind of got distracted with this fucking phone. So, how's everything going there, China?
I'm good.
You're good, huh?
Yeah.
You slept all day.
Yes, I did. Except for when I got my nails done.
Oh, they're pretty nails, man.
Yeah.
They are. I was like, you know what? Can you do your toes like that? That's pretty cool shit.
It's because I had the owner do my nails.
No, I think you're going to have to ask him to do it from now on, man.
Yeah, when I make my appointment, I'm just going to choose his name.
I still can't get over it, man. You know what? As a man, I kind of freaked out when I went into that nail shop.
Why?
Because there was dudes getting pedicures, man. What's wrong with them?
What's wrong with that?
I do not know dudes who get pedicures.
Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Does anybody get pedicures?
You don't think that's weird?
Hell no. I think it's better they take care of their feet.
I think a man would want a massage and a happy ending before they go get a pedicure.
You'd be surprised how relaxing a pedicure is.
I don't want no dude touching me.
You don't have to. There's chicks in there.
Okay, what do they do with a pedicure?
You get to soak your feet in the hottest water ever. And it's got this solution in it that just, like, makes your feet just tingle. It's so cool.
It's not a male's deal. A man has calluses.
And they take out this thing that looks as big as a cheese grater, and they scrape the bottom of your feet. Mm-hmm.
I punch them right in the mouth.
It doesn't hurt. It's very soothing. And the chair you sit in is a massaging chair.
Okay, I gotta ask you guys in Discord, in the general, do you guys get a pedicure? I don't know any bikers that do. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm behind times, maybe I'm a Neanderthal. But let me know if you guys get a pedicure, because I'm sitting here thinking, what the hell is going on with this world today? Maybe somebody can bring me into modern times. I know that's hard and stuff, but that's just like tomorrow. The first segment of the show is going to be about 1%ers, 1% clubs, and if they start out with freaking cops in them. You know what? I've never heard of it.
I guess there's a first for everything.
There's a first for everything now. I know a major is flipping chapters of Iron Freaking Order, and I never thought that would happen, and this is a story club. And I'm sitting here, okay, let me get this straight. So you're flipping chapters of entire chapters of Iron Order, and you guys bang on these guys all the time, call them cop clubs and all that kind of stuff. And next thing you know, they're flipping everybody. That's insanity. That's the very definition of insanity right there. And I'm like, no, there's no way. And then, you know, I go out and reach out to a couple sources, and they say, yeah, that's happening. I was like, what? Not this one. And they were like, yeah, man, that's happening, man. Selling patches the whole nine yards. Flipping one club, flipping another. I was like, Jesus. you know, sad state of affairs now, man. You know what? That just made me feel old.
A lot of things make you feel old lately.
It's because everything's changing on me.
Things aren't the way they used to be, that's for sure.
And here I'm doing a biker news program, and I got to stay up to date on everything. But in the meantime, in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know what? This sucks. It really does. I remember the biggest thing you looked forward to when you went on a party was getting stoned, getting drunk off your ass, getting a lot of pussy, and partying all damn weekend. It's not like that no more. They PC. They don't like going to get broads. They don't like strippers.
They're kind of calm now, huh?
They're calm.
Kind of boring.
What happened to the wild ones?
They're your age.
Man. Hey, fuck you, dude. Are you serious? My age.
What?
You know, you would think these younger kids would want to go out there, experience the stuff that I did. You know, we had some parties, man.
It's a different time now. Different era.
And, you know, I was talking to... I ain't going to even go that route. I ain't going to go that route. All I know is that I'm pretty screwed up that I heard this one club and verified it that they're taking cops. And then you got some of their support clubs that started out as cops.
Ruh-roh.
It's like, then you throw on a dime and it's like, what happened?
That's just not right.
Hell no. And then I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? I just wrote a book, Brotherhood and Betrayal. And in there, I was talking about some of the stuff that happened in the 90s. It's nothing like today.
No.
No. And I got my first review today, a 4-star. What the fuck is wrong with these people? Hit 5, Jax.
Uh-oh, only 4 stars.
4-star. I kicked them in the balls, whoever put that there, man. I worked hard on that book.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't you. No, it's only for people that buy the book that they do the book.
Oh, it doesn't count if... Well, I did buy the book. I bought 20.
Well, those are going out.
I'm just saying. I bought a book.
It's about time you do something with yourself.
And I've read it.
Right.
So, can I go review it?
I'll kick you right in the freaking crotch, man.
What? I'd go a good review.
Oh, okay. Good.
What would, 1 star. If they had a half, I'd do it. No. It'd be 5 stars.
Okay.
Highly good. Recommend. Everybody must buy. It's a must read.
It's a must read. It is a must read, man. Because
yes.
It comes from Hollywood.
Especially
and Hollywood's
chapter 12.
You know what? You like making me look like an asshole, okay? Chapter 12 went and kicked me in the nuts. It did. It kicked me straight in the fucking balls.
Chapter 12 is the best chapter.
Yeah, right.
It's mine.
Yeah, it's yours. That's why. So, back to this freaking pedicure crap for men. Is there anybody in general that had it done?
That's had it done?
Yeah.
Because
I did.
See.
I seriously remember that? That Chinese girl looks at me. You want pedicure?
Yeah, I know, when you walked in to pick
me up. I was like, what the fuck you talking about? Do I want a pedicure?
You're like, no. Rubik says no. Prussian said, fuck no. Let's see. It sounds like Grandpa Slayer. Nope, not for him.
I'm kind of surprised with Rubik's. He's wearing a dress and stuff like that. You'd think he'd go the extra mile and just get a pedicure.
That's mean.
Well, is it true or not? He wears a friggin' dress.
He doesn't wear a dress. He wears a kilt. It's called a kilt, and it's a pleated skirt.
Oh, okay. So he wears a skirt. What's the damn difference?
I don't know.
Looks like a damn dress to me.
It's not a dress. A dress is one piece. Like, top and bottom.
Okay,
connected.
So it's a skirt.
It's a skirt.
So you would think that he'd go the extra mile for the pedicure. And then there was a dude sitting in one of these pedicure deals, and he said, oh, man, it feels good. And I looked at him. What the fuck is wrong with you? I did, didn't I?
You did.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
His wife and him were both getting him done at the same time.
That's something that we will not ever do together.
We don't do anything together outside the house except for ride on the motorcycle and go to Walmart. Right now, anyways.
Right. COVID, man.
That's pretty much all we do right now.
And then I got to go for my second shot, what, next Friday or something?
A week from tomorrow.
So you're here and there having a little problem with these vaccines, or what? Am I going to turn into a fucking vampire
now?
Nah,
they're all knocking the Pfizer vaccine.
The Pfizer?
The Pfizer vaccine.
Why? Why are they messing with the Pfizer one?
I don't know. They're saying there's lawsuits and this and that, and I'm like, I thought you can't sue them.
You can't sue them. You sign that paper.
You sign that paper when you get your vaccine, meaning that you can't sue them.
You know what? I swear, I'm going to turn into a damn vampire. I already know, man.
You're not going to turn into
I'm going to go around trying to suck on freaking people's necks. That's what's going to happen.
No, it's not. Our daughter had both shots. She's fine.
Yeah, until about a year later.
Well.
And then they're talking about you have to maybe get booster shots.
Remember, we're supposed to ask about that when we go in.
What is that going to be, like the flu season stuff? You got to get this booster shot
Probably a booster every year. I think we need to ask, and like we said before, you're actually getting yours in Beloit, Wisconsin. I'm getting mine in Illinois, so we should ask and see if they give us the same answer.
You know, for somebody who said they're going to have the National Guard out and stuff like that, they sure the hell haven't had a lot of people getting vaccinated, because they're too busy scaring everybody off is what it is. You know, with all this craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You figure
hey, did
they
you
would.
Look up the Brazilian for me?
No.
You're supposed to be looking up a Brazilian for Hollywood.
I was looking up something else because I heard something on the radio today when I was coming home from getting my nails done.
Right.
You want to hear what I heard?
What did you hear?
And I looked it up to make sure it's true.
Okay.
Okay. I heard a restaurant is offering and this is in California, so those of you in California...
Go figure, they're all freaks out
there. In California. The restaurant is offering a year of free burgers to customers, plural, who get tattoos, but you have to get a tattoo of a burger with the chain's...
Their logo.
The eatery's name on it.
Where at?
In California, it's called Farmer Boys.
I go get that shit. I'll put a tractor behind it. I'd make it look cool.
Well, actually,
I want my burger then.
You get free burgers, not just one burger.
Why can't they do that here in Illinois?
You get free burgers for a year if you do it in California.
Nah, I would. You know what? I'd have to negotiate and tell them, you know what? Tattoos a lifetime, man. I need lifetime burgers.
And they actually, it's only, guess how big it has to be. Only a 2x2.
Dude, that's nothing.
I know. They said that one of the tattoo shops in California, it's West Hollywood, California.
Oh, great. Hollywood.
And there's also one in Las Vegas, I guess, that are doing the tattoos. And they offer you three different designs with 2x2-inch tattoos.
So people are, what, putting them on their wrist or some shit?
It doesn't matter where you put it as long as it has the Farmer Boy name on it and the burger, and it's because they're promoting the chain's 40th anniversary.
That, you know what? It's a good marketing deal, man. I wish somebody would get some insane... You know what? If you get an insane throttle tattoo, the logo, and a 2x2, I'll give you a free book. Signed and everything.
Oh, please.
Why not?
That's not a good enough incentive.
Hell yeah, it is.
Mm-mm.
What kind of incentive can I give them?
Member for a year.
A member for a year, huh?
Yeah.
Membership for a year.
Yeah.
Plus a signed book.
There you go.
They have to get the insane throttle logo, though. I'd have to design it and stuff, huh?
Yeah, well, you already have the logo. Why don't they just... You just have to give them your exact logo.
Very interesting. You might be onto something there, China.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
It's about time you think
smart. If they can do it for a burger place and get free burgers for a year, why not give somebody free year membership to the Throttle Club and you know, a book?
You know, you know what? I want to rearrange everything. I know we got the YouTube part, but I want to do other stuff. We got the Rumble in the Woods coming up.
Yes.
That's going to be a pretty fun time.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be... You're actually looking forward to it.
Yeah. Man, the minute we planned that, I took the days off of work.
And you're already going to talk to Greg about the route that we decided on, right?
No, I haven't talked to Greg, but for a few minutes last night when he popped on at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, this is the first time on Discord you had a bunch of women in the general chat, and not one guy showed up.
Until Greg did at 11.
I was like, what, are you kidding me?
Yeah, we were on there from 8:30 until 11:20, and only Greg was the only guy that showed up.
Everybody
else went sleepies.
You boring ass motherfucker, you.
They all went night-night.
Anyway, we got Creed coming up, and we got the Voodoo Kings coming up. I love the Voodoo Kings, man. Which one you want to hear first? You want to hear Creed, or you want to hear Voodoo Kings?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter to you, because you don't know what the hell I'm talking about anyway.
Nope.
So let's go over to Blistered by Creed, and after that we'll go for a two in a row with the Voodoo Kings.
Closer, a thousand steps away. Wake to the system until I know other way. My hands blistered, but now numb to the pain. My mind twisted in this cruel democracy. But now I'm free. Feels like a thousand years taken from me. Choose my priorities, but they're shoved in my face. My destiny in life, so far away, so far. Now I'm free.
to tell me our love is true. Don't you tell me, baby, our love wasn't true. I wasted all my money, all my sweet time, and you think some type of man's gonna come on now, come on down the lane. Yeah!
Brotherhood and Betrayal is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't get the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
Hopefully you guys love them songs right there, man. That was the Voodoo Kings and Creed. You remember when Creed was all popular and stuff? You know, I think that guy had a sad story or something, man, because it was always depressing songs.
Yeah, they were good back in the day.
In the day they were. A lot of these bands were.
Yeah. The other one, I didn't even know who it was.
Well, Voodoo Kings, man, it's more of a cross between the blues and rock. You know, I love the blues.
I know.
I love my blues, man. But we got some Iron Maiden coming up, Breaking Benjamin later on in the show. Some Power Slave off that album, man. We got Aces High, My Chemical Romance, and a whole bunch of other stuff like that. So you said during the break or something, you were driving home and you were thinking. That right there surprised me because you were actually thinking.
But it happens.
It happens sometimes, I guess.
It happens.
But what were you talking about?
You know, okay, here's what I was thinking. You ever know anybody, and why they would do this, that are in a relationship because they want to be in a relationship, but just not with the person that they're with?
Like you. No, I'm just
Yeah,
kidding.
Exactly.
What even made you think of that?
I don't know, because I know a few people that, like, can't not be in a relationship, but it seems like a lot of times now they don't care who they're in the relationship with. They just want to be, they don't want to be single.
Are you talking about younger ones, older ones, what?
Any age.
Man, this was deep thought with you.
Yeah. I don't even know why. It just came to my mind.
It just came to your mind.
I think it was a song that was on the radio, which I don't even remember what it was, because that's obviously not important, or I would have.
You know what? That's one thing I hate about doing the radio stuff with the music, is some of these songs, they will actually remind you of events that happened in your life and stuff.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know what? I'm going to kick that song gone, Jack. There's a lot of these songs that I won't play.
Yeah.
Because it gives me reminders.
Right.
So it's like, but anyway.
I don't know. I think a lot of it had to do, I don't know, because I've been in relationships and in the past. And
you better not say now.
No, in the past, I've been in relationships and it was going good. And then all of a sudden it started to suck. But I stayed in the relationship, But I didn't want to. I don't know.
So when did it start? What relationship? Are you talking about this dude on the crash rocket?
No, he don't count.
Oh, he don't? Why?
He don't count. Because I was just his rebound person.
I can't believe that you were actually on a crotch rocket. I should slap you for that.
I know. It's sad.
What the hell are you thinking?
It just made me realize those bikes are not for me.
Those bikes ain't, man. They like, killed my back.
I don't know how people ride on those. That was, like, probably a nightmare for me on that thing.
You remember when I had that Katana?
Yeah, I hated it.
You know what? Once I got tunnel vision and I was going, what, 160, 170 miles an hour, I said, yeah, it's time to sell this damn bike.
Yeah, before you kill yourself.
Before I got killed, because I like speed too much.
Way too much. That thing was a death trap.
It was just waiting for me. Me, you know, I don't wear helmets or any of that stuff at that time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like now. But, yeah, I didn't wear a helmet. Nothing could have saved my ass with that bike going that fast.
Nope. Just you hitting the pavement.
Just hitting me in the pavement. See you later. Bye-bye, Jack.
Bye.
No Hollywood.
No. You wouldn't be here now, then.
This is true. But it is a good question. You know what? I guess I've known some people that done that.
Have you personally ever been in a relationship?
Oh, hell yeah, man. You know, it started out as, you know, you want to just screw. That's all I have ever wanted. I was pretty bad in high school.
Or there's also, okay, probably bringing people back to the high school days when you're not in a relationship. You're just, like, fuck buddies.
All I want to do is pump and go.
You want to blow and go, but then all of a sudden the female...
You got to tell them about that picture you just got.
I will. And because...
I love my fans.
The female, because I'm sorry, ladies, but we're gluttons for this. We are. The female thinks that you guys are in a relationship when your thing is you just want to blow and go.
Blow and go!
Like, more often than once, of course. Like, mm-hmm. A continual thing. Kind of like a friends with benefits kind of thing.
That's the problem. You know what? But
kind of a friend with benefits, and then all of a sudden she thinks you're boyfriend-girlfriend.
I can say, though.
I have seen that happen with a guy, though, too.
On Facebook, a lot of my friends that were dating these girls in high school are married to them now. I'm like, the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. We have the football quarterback. I have the guy when I went to high school, the QB is married to the head cheerleader.
And they fat now.
They fat. Both of them.
I looked at some of these, man. You know, they used to be smoking in high school. Now they're like, what the hell happened? Stop with that cheeseburger shit.
I'm serious. They got their free cheeseburgers for life.
Uh-huh. But I was in, you know, you know what? My first relationship was awesome as hell. Then second one was Julie Morris, and all I wanted to do was dump in her mouth. And after that, it was like on.
Then she all of a sudden was your girlfriend. You didn't know it?
No, I went to the next one.
You're like, I'm over it.
You know, you asked me one time how many people you've been with. I honestly can't remember.
That's sad.
There's too many.
I wrote all mine down that day.
At least you can write them down. Me, I can't.
But I will have to admit, there were a couple of them. I did not remember their names.
It's like, damn, man, what's wrong with us humans? But, of course, you know, men are baby-making machines. That's what we're here to do is procreate. And that's why we stick our thing in everything that's moving. If the wind blows, stick it in that hole. That's what I believe.
That's bad.
But as adults, I can't imagine what, you know, the other person would feel like if it was a man or a woman. I couldn't imagine what they'd feel like. You know, they're in a relationship. They think everything's going good. Then next thing you know, it's boom, done.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like I Am Killer, man. That last one the one I seen about the female, she just like strangled his ass. And
she was so over it.
Yeah, she was over that, man. That's why you got to watch out for vipers. Mm-hmm. You know what? They'll strike on you. Mm-hmm. If you don't watch these women who are vipers, they will strike you. First, they're going to use a Jedi mind trick to, you know, disable you. Next thing you know, you're going to do what this broad did and wrap their hands around his neck and squeeze the life out of him. Why? They met in August, and he died in the middle of September because they were taking a road trip, and I guess all he wanted was a ride and some sex. He wanted to go to his ex, and she got pissed. She killed him.
And now he gone.
He's gone.
Literally.
That's why, you know what, you women, when you do something, you're nasty, man.
We don't half-ass it.
And hell no, you go all the way.
We go for broke. What? It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, my ass.
How about this?
What?
This just came to me.
Oh my God, you're on a roll today.
I know, things are just popping in my head, and I'm medicated, so I don't know how this is happening.
Bipolar thinking.
How about, have you ever seen or been in a relationship where when you're out in public, y'all are all over each other like flies on poop, but then when you're at home, it's totally different?
Where are you coming up with this stuff?
I don't know.
It's just coming?
Yeah, it's just random. Random thoughts.
Are you having bad thoughts about us or something? Because, you know, it's kind of like this is directed at me.
Well, we don't do public displays of affection, so.
No, I never do that.
No, we don't do that at home either, so.
It happens. Oh, wait a second. You got to tell them the story about Blow and Go.
Oh, Blow and Go? Yeah.
I love my audience.
One of our listeners, Squatch. He actually is on Discord. He follows the podcast, follows Insane Throttle, follows me on TikTok. His TikToks are amazing.
He's probably jacking a nut.
And he sent me a private picture of his helmet. And his helmet, he now has a sticker on his helmet that says Blow and Go.
Blow and Go.
Yeah.
I got to get some stickers.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm slacking.
Blow and Go.
I'm slacking.
I'll post it on General when we're done.
Oh, it was awesome. I started a trend here. The revolution has started.
So I thought it was kind of cool. I had to show you. It was great.
I got to get a shirt. I got to make the shirt, man. I'm slacking. I got to get on these things.
Yeah, you got to.
But he put it on the side of his helmet.
It is on his helmet that he rides with. Yeah, it says Blow and Go.
I challenge everybody out there to start getting some Blow and Go going. Put these women in their places is what I say.
I think it was funny.
So what was the question? You know what? Go ahead. I forgot already. That's what happens with me and China Doll when she talks. I kind of don't listen.
You never listen. It goes in one ear and out the other. You nod and smile and say, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, you don't listen when I talk. I said, do you know anyone other than us? We don't do public displays of affection, the PDA crap. We don't do that.
Does that make you mad?
Does it? No.
Yeah, it does.
Sometimes.
Why does it make you mad?
Because when I see another couple doing it, like hugging and kissing and stuff, I'm like, you don't do that, dick.
You know what? That's just not the kind of man I am.
You don't do it at home either.
I don't think I should.
I got a kiss on the forehead today. That's cute. What am I, five?
Yes!
What the hell is that?
You know what? A man's man don't show emotion. That's the way I've always been.
Yeah, the most I get is a peck on the lips. That's about it.
Yeah, well, that, you know, what can I say? That's
and
how
then,
I was raised.
And then if I, like, have a mood when I really need a hug, I just go ask my son for a hug.
I do not feel like a man should show weakness.
That's not showing weakness. It's showing that you like the person.
You know I love you to death. I just don't want to...
Prove it!
Prove it what? What do you want me to do? Kiss your ass in public?
If I bear it, will you?
Hell no, I wouldn't.
No?
It smells like fish.
Oh my God, really? Again? You're going to go there again?
Why you smell like
what
tuna?
It does not. It's nice.
You know, I did take
it's
your...
It's April fresh.
April fresh my ass.
Well,
I did take, you know, kind of your advice. So I went in there, lit some candles. It was a good bath, man.
I told you.
It was a good bath.
The best time to take a bath in the dark with the candles
lit.
But I can't.
You know, the only way I can explain why guys do that is because they're probably old school, and you don't show that kind of stuff in public because it's none of their business.
No, but it says that they do more affection in public than they do at home.
So you're reading stuff on me?
No, just that one.
Oh, okay.
More affection in public.
I don't want to do that.
But you see
it's none of their business.
But you see it.
I don't care what I see. If I see somebody jump off a bridge, I know.
But do you think that they do it because they're insecure?
Well, if a guy's with a bomb-ass broad, Of course he's going to do something like that because he don't got
other people are looking.
He don't got the nuts to stand up and do something. He's always worried. And that's the problem when you got a bomb-ass broad, man. They're always...
Well, that's what ruins the relationship. I must not be that bomb-ass because, you know, you don't do that.
I'm not going to be jealous.
I know. You're not the jealous type.
Hell no, I'm not the jealous type.
I get stared at or talked to and you're just like, whatever.
To me, it's like, oh, you want to switch?
She going home with me, so I don't care.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. If they're walking and you know, a guy looks at you and he has a broad, the first thing I think
in my
head,
trade?
You want to trade? I believe in the barter system.
The barter system?
Yes.
Seriously?
You're a good.
I'm a good, so I could be bartered out.
Yes. Do you know if there was a nuclear war... And it was all going to shit, which, you know, I talked about this morning, man. Not good in Russia, but I guess Biden backed down with the two warships in the Black Sea. But anyway, everything's destroyed. The goods are canned food,
and
bottled water.
And your woman?
And a woman. Because they're going to want to get laid. You know, you give them 5 minutes with the woman, you get about 5 gallons of gas. It's a barter thing. It works out beautifully.
Great. Good to know. I'm going to be bartered.
I think everybody out there feels the same way as me, all my men. All the men in the revolution feel the same way.
You're terrible.
I don't know how I'm terrible. That's just the facts of life. When you got something like that going on, it's just like now. Women have the poontang. They got the taco. They rule the world. It's not going to change when there's a disaster like that.
Nope.
You're still going to have the taco, and you're still going to freaking demand a price. I don't care what women say. I believe every woman deep down inside their heart is a hooker. I believe that.
No.
They want to make money.
Well, okay, yeah, well, maybe, because I like presents.
You like presents, see?
I don't want to be given money. I'd rather be given a present.
See, that don't work for me.
Buy me some jewelry. I like jewelry.
But am I right about women? Now, see, you just admitted it.
I ain't gonna lie.
Deep down, a woman wants to be a hooker.
I just don't want to get cash.
They want to sell that pink taco.
I don't want no cash transactions.
So why would it be bad if there was a nuclear holocaust or something? You had to go on the barter system.
It depends on who I'm being bartered to, because I'm picky.
What, it wouldn't be your choice at that time?
No,
if
it's my choice. It's always my choice.
If I got a deal for 10 gallons of gas and
you
a couple cans of food.
You better find somebody that's pretty good looking then, because I'm not going to settle.
It happens.
I'm not going to settle. I have standards.
Oh, you have standards.
I do. Just like you do.
I tell you what, them standards ain't too high on Cicero Avenue. On Cicero Avenue, man, they do whatever.
I wouldn't go there anyways.
Cicero Avenue is pretty bad. You know, they are pretty bad down there, man. They suck a pecker for anything.
$5 make you holler.
$5 make you holler, man. It's like over in Vietnam, man. Them guys over in Vietnam, they had it made.
Terrible.
You know, you're out there killing Charlie and stuff like that. Next thing you know, you come in and you bang Charlie's wife after you killed him.
Well, it happens.
And it was only $5.
$5.
That's a good arrangement.
Hey, got another question for you.
What?
Did you ever pretend to be interested in somebody?
What do you mean?
To get what you want.
Did I ever pretend to be interested in somebody to get what I wanted to?
Yeah.
So basically you're asking... Okay, let me get this straight here. Did I ever pretend to be interested in somebody... you know what? I'll give you the answer right after this, the pinpricks, man. We got to play some songs right here. I'll answer it right after this, man. I think so. That's a good question.
It's 3:00 in the morning, and I still can't sleep. Too many expectations make me sick and weak. If I close my eyes, fall. To a million pieces. Don't
That was friggin' Hate by Design by Killswitch. Love them, love them, love them. We just heard Pinpricks and all that good stuff. But anyway, you asked me if I ever played coy. I think it was basically what you were saying.
Pretend to be interested in somebody to get what you want.
You're damn right I have. I was a slut.
You were.
If it wasn't sex, I was out there for money. That's the way it worked back then. Mm. You know, if I did some of the stuff that I did back then today, people look at me all cross-eyed.
Yeah.
They'd be like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? Probably. And I'm talking about bikers, man.
Probably.
I would have never thought that bikers would become so PC. Again, it's like when we used to party, we used to party. Now it's not like that so much. Why do I want to go party with somebody that has no broads around? Or party with somebody that says, well, I got my wife at home. I don't want to partake. What? Everybody wants a friggin' noogie, man. They want to blow and go. But I guess, you know, I've lost listeners on the Rockin' with Hollywood show because I am too vulgar, they say.
Well, sometimes you do go a little far.
Screw you, too. Anyway, you know, my effing, what effing wrong with you, man? My girl in there, man, she's a young girl. She's holding her own in this Discord stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
She gives it right back to the guys. I love it.
I know. It's awesome. She can definitely hold her own in there.
Hell yeah. What's going on in Discord anyway? I'm watching. Oh, my little mama's in there. Señorita. What's up there? Ooh, the one who knows how to cook, not unlike my wife.
Shut up. Well, I think a lot of the response right now is to Prussian's little statement of, okay, question, would a woman like an ugly, stinky, fat slob with a huge penis or a good-looking guy with a tiny tinky?
Really, that's the discussion you guys are having in the
discussion? That's the discussion.
Is that freaking... You know what? Let me guess. Rubik's is in there saying I'd like a, in, you know, inty, itsy bitsy one.
No.
Maybe I should give him the jar.
He said, well, I guess you can, ew. One of his Prussian's other responses was you can always pinch nose and close your eyes. And then Rubik's answer was that's how bondage was invented.
I got some freaks, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my girl in there holding her own.
Heck yeah, she is.
You know, we got some top broads in this freaking Discord, man.
Mm-hmm.
You go after them.
She's the youngest one, too.
Yeah, you go after them. They're going to come right back at your ass.
Oh, she's holding her own.
You know, then we got my queen out of the north, man, Donna. She ain't going to play with you. She's going to kick you in the nuts.
Oh, she going back and forth, too. She's in there, too.
What's she saying?
Oh, well, right now, she's very ecstatic that she can at least listen to good music because the radio on her long drive today, probably it wasn't doing so hot.
So why didn't she just plug in the Zeno app to her radio?
Because it probably would have went in and out
because of
how far she was driving.
Oh, okay. She better be safe up there.
There's probably
that.
A lot of dead zones, you know.
That's the only thing I don't like about the Zeno app is there's dead zones, but that's any app.
That's every app. That's legit every app.
And I just uploaded a ton of new songs to the playlist.
Yeah, and that's every app because it's like our son will take my phone and we'll play stuff on YouTube while we're driving. And you can always tell when we're in a dead zone because it'll just stop and you'll see the little thing spinning.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden it'll play right where it stopped at.
And by the way, since I'm going to be doing this on YouTube, they're going to be able to see you once you go into your own studio. And that should be done next week.
Hopefully.
Hopefully next week. We're just waiting for the cables from Amazon. You're going to be in the other room over and soundproofing it and all that stuff, and I won't have you near me. I'm loving it.
I won't have to look at your mug.
You know what? My mug's pretty freaking hot, man.
I'm the cute one.
Says who?
Me. And what I say goes.
you're psycho if you think that.
I'm the cute one.
You're the cute one, huh?
Yeah.
So why don't you get fangirled?
I don't know. Because we don't go anywhere.
Yeah, right. But those
they're
going
to always recognize the ugly one first. I'm just saying.
You know, that's true. You know, that's true. You know what? You actually had a good couple questions, man. I'm kind of surprised.
Why?
Because you usually don't think. Women don't think at all.
I do, too, think. When I feel like it.
When you feel like it.
I do, when I feel like it.
Oh, man.
I don't always feel like thinking, so I don't.
Well, the...
And it's sometimes better that way, because if I think too much, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, you guys go over to the YouTube channel. That thing's going to be premiering. Tell me how I did cutting it up, because, like I said, I can't play the songs. And you know what? That sucks, because I'm licensed by BMI and freaking CSAC. But they still won't let me play it on their platform. You believe that stuff?
Especially when you can get the videos to the songs on their platform.
Right.
Just saying.
And it's like, really? What the hell's wrong with you, man? I'm a licensed radio station, and I still can't play my music on there, so nobody gets to hear the good tunes. All they hear is, you know, it goes to a stinger right afterwards and right back to me talking.
Yeah.
Ain't cool, man. It ain't cool.
It happens.
It happens.
What are you going to do?
So don't forget to get your copy of Viking and... Or not. You know what? I always screw up with my other book.
What is wrong with you? You don't even know your own titles.
You know what? It's hard for me to even talk the English language. Yesterday, you and Donna were making fun of me because she says, well, you even write with a Chicago accent. You guys made me, you know, self-deal there, man.
Pencil.
Yeah.
Pencil.
Shut up.
Pan.
Anyway, that's it for today, guys. Go over to YouTube, check that out. Let me know what you guys think. Tomorrow's Friday. Hopefully you guys are going to have a good weekend and stuff like that. You know, go out and ride. I know in Northern Illinois it's going to be too damn cold. I got to bring my Boulevard in, my other bike in, to get some stuff done to it.
And it's only going to be in the 50s.
I'll wear a helmet tomorrow. Anyway, a full face one, not my three-quarter. But I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one, man.